Good morning and welcome back to the Dantablog's Morning Coffee Podcast on the DBMC Radio. Hope you're having a great morning, a great day, maybe a cup of coffee. And today is going to be a shorter one. We're just going to go through the ending of Canto 15. It's just four tercets left and last verse line. And then we're just going to wrap up that canto. But also we have a little bit of news. Tomorrow we're going to also look at, we got another response from Phil Carey, like our conversation partner now with Dante, and like it's him and it's Bartagi. And then Phil Carey had some ideas about both angelical beings in the comedy and also this uniting of the light and the warmth, as Dante is talking about in Canto 15. So it's a very, it's kind of a beautiful and very interesting reply. So that is for tomorrow. And then also just a bit of heads up. So we're going to our kind of beloved hometown in England, to York, on Saturday. And then we're going to stay there for 5 days. So this is going to be the first little trip for the year. Okay, so with the ending of Canto 15, the last verse line from last time was Insieme fui cristiano e cacciaguida. So together I was baptized and named cacciaguida. And he continues, Moronto fu mio frate ed Elisio. Mia donna venne a me di Val di Pado, e quindi il soprannome tuo si feo. So this is then a bit of the family history of Dante here, that Moronto was my brother, often Cacciaguida, his great-great-grandfather, and also Elisio, it was another brother. And he says then that my woman, my wife, came to me from the valley of Po, like the Po Valley. And such and therefore, and in this way, the surname of you was made. So the name of Alighieri. Poi seguitai lo imperador Corrado, ed el mi cinse della sua milizia. Tanto per bene ovrar li venni in grado. So saying that after this, he followed the Emperor Corrado III, and then he goes to, he's part of the Second Crusade to then the Holy Land, and then he then says that he's made, because of his courage and his participation in this, he's then made into a part of the knighthood. And he was, he passed away when he was 58, so this is kind of the later part of his life as well. And then, dietro lì andai incontro alla nequizia di quella legge il cui popola usurpa per colpa di pastor vostra giustizia. So it's just referring to, this was a big topic at the time, but that the Holy Land was lost, and in part because the Pope failed the responsibility to protect this part of then the Christian and Catholic world. And the last verse, quivi fui io da quella gente turpa disviluppato dal mondo fallace, lo cui amor molta anime deturpa. So he says then, there I was, from kind of the events there, I was released from this viceful world in which, like, the love of many souls are spoiled or kind of ruined, meaning then that many people, many souls are in love with the earthly, and therefore they are wasted or spoiled in that sense. And the last line is, Venni dal martiro a questa pace. And I went from the martyrdom of falling in the Second Crusade to this peace of the heaven of Mars, the sphere of Mars, and in Paradiso. So it ties this all together. We go very quickly from kind of that he's born to like his wife, and then to his ending with then going on the crusade. And then it connects back to one of the main themes of this sphere, which is about courage, which is about like spreading kind of the spiritual light, the spiritual wisdom, and then the being like a spiritual warrior in that sense, to as a part of participating in the good. So then it goes kind of full circle back to like, this is why he is there. And this is this Same question Dante usually has for all the blessed souls, like your name and why the person and there is in that specific sphere. Okay, so that wraps up Canto 15. So Canto 15 is a bit of a kind of a big arc from, we have this light, the two beams forming a cross, and then it's described as this big harp with divine music. And then eventually this music then stops. And then what we're seeing next is this one flashing light in the arm, and now the soul coming down, like through the center, down to the foot, to the pilgrim, and they start talking. And then Dante gets so much of his heritage, his ancestry, his kind of bigger story. And then we now know both the biography and the context of the old Florence of Cacciaguida. And that's kind of where it ends. And it ends on the word pace, which is also like a nice touch, like with peace. Okay, so that's all we wanted to say today. This is Thursday, February 8th, and we're going to come back tomorrow and then discuss then the response from Dr. Phil Carey from Pennsylvania, Eastern University, and maybe some other updates. So until then, hope this was interesting, some food for thought, and a bit of a wrap-up. And as always, hope you enjoyed some of this, and see you again next time.